ex-Los Angeles County Sheriff Ian Wava testifies on deputy gangs. Los Angeles, after defying subpoenas to testify under oath about allegations regarding deputy gangs, former Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva finally appeared January 12 before a civilian policing hearing and acknowledged the existence of subgroups within the sheriff's department. Refusing to label the groups gangs, Villanueva told the panel that sheriff subgroups have always existed in one shape or another across time within the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and likened them to softball teams. Special Counsel Bert H. Dixler, who is leading the County Sheriff Civilian Oversight Commission probe, then asked Mr. Villanueva, who is running for county supervisor against incumbent Janice Hahn, whether elected officials and those seeking office have an obligation to speak truthfully when addressing the public. Always, the former sheriff responded. Mr. Dixler said, "You haven't always told the truth to the public about deputy gangs, cliques, and subgroups in the sheriff's department, have you, sir?" Mr. Villanueva answered, "False." Mr. Dixler then played a tape of a debate between Mr. Villanueva and current LASD Sheriff Robert Luna during the retired sheriff's failed re-election bid 2 years ago. In the tape, Mr. Villanueva insists that the phrase deputy gangs has become a political buzzword and such groups are, in fact, like unicorns. Everyone knows what a unicorn looks like, but I challenge you name one, name a single deputy gang member. The hearing Friday before a packed house at Loyola Law School was broadcast online on several platforms, including YouTube. The commission was notified of Mr. Villanueva's decision to appear in a letter last month, stating that the former lawman is very willing to testify at the meeting and will answer any questions you have under oath. The decision came days after a county judge scheduled a hearing to decide whether to order the former sheriff to comply with the commission's subpoenas. In an interview with ABC 7 last month, Mr. Villanueva maintained his position that there are no deputy gangs, describing the cliques as subgroups of people that somehow occasionally engage in misconduct. However, a report last April by the commission's special counsel described deputy gangs as a cancer that must be excised. Mr. Villanueva's nearly four-hour testimony touched on such issues as his appointment of Tim Murakami, an allegedly tattooed member of a deputy group called the Cavemen, to the position of undersheriff, and his alleged order to Matthew Burson, a captain in the department, to pause an investigation into an off-duty brawl at a party in East Los Angeles in 2018 where older members of the Bandito deputy group were said to have assaulted younger non-Bandito deputies. A 2021 RAND Corporation report found that 15% to 20% of LASD deputies join subgroups, whose membership is often confirmed by a leg tattoo bearing a number. Questioning at the oversight hearing also touched on Friday's Los Angeles Times story regarding a 2022 fight between off-duty deputies and a group of teenagers outside a Montclair bowling alley where one of the deputies allegedly flashed a handgun, and one deputy punched a 19-year-old in the face. Two of the men in the group, one deputy and one sergeant, allegedly admitted to investigators that they had matching tattoos, which officials linked to the Industry Indians group, based out of the City of Industry Sheriff Station. A 2021 Loyola Law School report identified 18 such groups, known by names like the Grim Reapers, the Banditos, and the Executioners, and now the previously unknown Industry Indians, according to the LA Times. Asked about the bowling alley incident, Mr. Villanueva denied it was an example of deputy gang or subgroup behavior, instead labeling it misconduct among deputies. Asked if he found the story outrageous, the ex-sheriff said he did not have enough information to form an opinion. The former lawman also suggested that deputy cliques were actually disappearing as personnel changes and tattoos are becoming more prevalent in the department. Despite often contentious questions and answers, Mr. Villanueva appeared to agree to return for more questioning in March. Last year, the commission's 70-page report said at least a half dozen deputy gangs or cliques are currently active throughout the LA County Sheriff's Department, and that misbehavior by members has already cost taxpayers more than $55 million. The report determined that new deputy cliques form as members of existing groups retire or otherwise leave the sheriff's department. The special counsel also found evidence to suggest that gangs are re-emerging in the men's central jail after efforts over the years to eradicate excessive force behind bars. The LA County Board of Supervisors voted to implement the commission in January 2016 with the mission to oversee and improve transparency and accountability with respect to the department. The legal dispute with the former sheriff began in 2020, after the supervisors granted the commission subpoena power, which voters then affirmed by approving Measure R. A few months later, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law granting subpoena power to oversight bodies statewide. Also in 2020, the commission issued a subpoena directing the sheriff to testify about his response to COVID-19 inside the jails, and the dispute ended up in court, with Mr. Villanueva avoiding a contempt hearing by agreeing to answer the commission's questions voluntarily. Oversight officials issued more subpoenas, and Mr. Villanueva resisted them, which led to multiple court cases.